It's Friday morning, so it's time to go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, this will be a unique game for the Bills. They're traveling all the way to London to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, part of the NFL International Series. What can we expect all that to be like?
Well, believe it or not, fans in London have just eaten up NFL football. The London series started in 2007 with one game and has expanded to three games this year. It's been wildly popular, with almost every game selling out immediately, and this year is no different. We should expect about 84,000 fans in Wembley Stadium Sunday, hoping for some good football. And the fans there are pretty interesting, as they seem to simply root for a good game rather than any particular team on the field. And one thing I've noticed, though, is how teams who make big plays early on seem to get the fans behind them rooting for more. So a hot start would certainly help the Bills' cause come Sunday. And on the viewing front here in Buffalo, get your coffee or your Bloody Mary ready, as kickoff is set for 9:30 a.m. local time. Now, if you're watching in Buffalo, you'll be able to see the game on local TV, but if not, you'll need an internet-enabled TV, computer, or other streaming capability, as this is the first game in NFL history to be only shown online through an exclusive deal with Yahoo. The NFL is looking to test kind of a new frontier for broadcasting football, and it'll be interesting to see how the online-only option affects viewership.
Well, that's a lot of excitement off the field, some of the background and what's happening for the Bills. But for Bills fans, they're a little bit more interested in what's going to happen on the field. Specifically, can they win this game? What do you expect?
Yeah, this game is an absolute must-win for the Bills, and I'm not trying to insert some kind of hyperbole here. I mean it. And the reason I mean it is not because a loss would knock them out of their race for playoff contention, but because it would expose them as a team that's just not even close. You got to consider that the Jaguars rank 30th out of 32 teams on offense. And their defense, well, it's not any better. Also ranks 30th. As one of the worst teams in the NFL, the Bills simply can't lose this game, even if they're a middling team on the fringe of contention. On defense, after a couple key players in Mario Williams and Marcel Darius publicly complained about the scheme being run by the coaching staff, it'll be interesting to see how they change things, as it's clearly not working. And the main gripe by the players is that they're not being used to maximize their strengths, which is attacking the quarterback, and I can't blame them, as they led the league in sacks last year, fueling a top five defense. Yet this year, they're not even on pace for half of that, and the defense ranks in the middle of the league. So this will be a great week to change things up and cut those guys loose, as they're playing a Jaguars team that gave up a league-leading 71 sacks last season. And on offense, the Bills will once again be looking to EJ Manuel at quarterback. Taylor has been ruled out for a second straight week, which makes sense, giving him another week to heal. Actually gives him two, with the next week following this game being the Bills' bye week. And with Manuel making his second straight start, the Bills should rely heavily on their running game, as they don't want to put too much of a workload on the quarterback position, as it's not likely to be a strong point in their offense, which was abundantly clear last week.
You know, Matt, on these Fridays, you always give us some things to look for, specifically players to look for, who you expect to stand out for the Bills on Sunday. What about this week?
Well, LeSean McCoy is going to have the spotlight on him this week after a breakout performance last week against the Bengals on limited carries. This week's going to be a great test to see if he's finally able to regain his spectacular burst. I'd expect the Bills to ask him to shoulder an increased workload based on the uneven play we saw from the passing game last week. Compound that with the reality that fellow running back Carlos Williams will be out again with a concussion. This really sets up to be the LeSean McCoy show come Sunday, for better or worse. Beyond McCoy, I'd expect Charles Clay to have his usual solid, reliable performance, and he may be critical. As I point again to the quarterback situation, with the receiver position heavily compromised as well, Sammy Watkins is out with an ankle injury, and the reported bombshell that Percy Harvin didn't make the trip as he contemplates retirement due to a nagging hip and knee injury. The offense is absolutely going to need Clay to be that reliable safety valve he's been to keep them on track this week. And as I touched on earlier regarding the defense, keep an eye on Mario Williams, Marcel Darius, and Jerry Hughes as guys who are clearly frustrated with their roles this season. I expect the coaching staff to make some adjustments responding to those concerns, and if they take their frustration out on Jaguars second-year quarterback Blake Bortles, could make for a bounce-back game for the beleaguered defensive line. Overall, expecting a close game come Sunday, but the Bills should get a win despite all the injuries, and if not, expect to see the pitchfork-wielding masses take to the streets of Western New York. The reality is that the Bills still have more talent on the field than the Jaguars. Yes, the injury situation certainly tightens the talent gap to be sure, but this is a game the Bills absolutely have to come away with to keep their season on track.
All right, Matt Sabuda, the tension's already building for Sunday morning football, and we'll, of course, be back with you on Monday morning when we once again go beyond the playbook. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you, Jay. Always good to be here.